There's a lot of things that can go wrong in radio. The equipment fails, computers crash, but things went very wrong for the Yakima Nation's AM radio station KYNR after a burglary took them off the air. Almost a year later, they're broadcasting again. NWPB's Enrique Perez de la Rosa has more.
Roy Dick is known as the morning man. His early shift at KYNR means he's often the first person to walk in the studio.
Today is Tuesday, and Tuesdays I play contemporary Native American music on my show 6 a.m. to 9:30.
Last October, he walked in to find the studio ransacked. Burglars took the station's control board, microphones, and other equipment needed to broadcast. Dick and his coworkers were heartbroken for themselves and their listeners.
The local law enforcement is stopping the city police. They listen to my show, and that's how they get info from here about what's going on with the tribe and everything and all our other announcements. And plus, they like my music I played. So that was a plus.
KYNR is one of only four tribal-operated radio stations between Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. Dick says commercial radio stations don't leave space for Native voices and musicians.
So it's our job as a tribal radio station to put their music out there and let everybody know that they're there.
Once the rest of the equipment is replaced, the Yakima Nation will hold a ceremony to celebrate KYNR's full rebirth. I'm Enrique Perez de la Rosa in Toppenish.